the power of the press.
I think particularly in a time of austerity, there is quite a widespread desire to look for somebody to blame. And we have become one of the primary targets. People want to know why we're in the mess that we are in. And whilst lots of people say the bankers, there is a strange rhetoric that says disabled people have been responsible for the entire world recession. Perhaps say it's an achievement, I don't know. I think, wow, did we really
someone
do
really
that?
Said that?
Really said that. That was a Department of Work and Pensions Minister.
Why?
Oh, it's ridiculous. The newspaper. I know, it's
that's just
staggering, isn't it? And the really frightening thing is that unfortunately there are people who believe that.
Yeah.
If you look at things like, you know, the kind of forced stranger thing has that rhetoric has gone across the political spectrum in newspapers, and it's been tabloids and broadsheets. Since the Paralympics and the activism that went on in that 2-week period, there has been some shift, and more of the broadsheets, particularly the left-leaning broadsheets, are bringing in much deeper perspective, much more thoughtful pieces. But if you look at circulation figures, the newspapers that get seen by more than any are the right-wing tabloids, which also have these big shouty front-page headlines that many thousands more will read and get in a split second. And the online numbers. And those ideas of us as morally corrupt are reaching thousands of people, and it's insidious. And even if you talk to people who you think are pretty well up on current affairs, thinking people you kind of trust, it's really surprising how many will say, but you know, we are in a really deep hole financially. We really, you know, we've got to cut back somewhere.